Father, we are grateful today for our Lord Jesus Christ, for the privilege of being able to pray together another day, for the opportunity of looking into the Word of God once again. We ask that Thou would open the Word, that we may lay hold of the truth of it. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, chapter 4. In the fourth chapter of the book of the Revelation, we have been noticing what is said about the four living creatures who were around the throne of God. Today, we will want to notice in detail how they are described. For if we do that, we may be able to identify them with some other creatures which are mentioned in the Word of God. We will thus arrive at their true identity and thus decide what they ought to be called. Surely they have a name. Surely they are not just referred to as living creatures and nothing more. Well, we shall see. As you go back to chapter 7, you will notice the first thing that is mentioned about them in the last statement of verse 6. The four living creatures were full of eyes before and behind. If you will look down again at verse 8, you will find that statement about them mentioned again. They had eyes in front and they had eyes in back. We speak of people today who seem to know everything that is going on as though they had eyes in the back of their heads. Now, we know very well they don't, but we describe their knowledge of things in that fashion sometimes, and that is exactly why these living creatures are so described. Though they themselves are real, we would not insist that everything about them needs to be absolutely literal. You can make the decision for yourself. Eyes before and behind are used elsewhere in the Word of God to describe a supreme intelligence. If you will look at chapter 4, verse 8, you will find also that the four living creatures had each of them six wings about him. Keep that in mind now. Each of them had six wings. If you will look at verse 7, you will notice a description in terms of animals in relation to these four living creatures. In Revelation 4, verse 7, we read, "The first beast or living creature was like a lion, the second like a calf. The third had the face of a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle." This is the description in terms of animals and creatures. One of them looked like a lion, one of them looked like a calf, one of them looked like a man, one of them looked like an eagle. Does this begin to ring any bell in your memory at all? Well, if you are familiar with the Word of God, surely you can think of something in the Word of God that resembles these four living creatures. Well, let us see if we can spark your memory a bit. We do not have time for open forum discussion, certainly no way for you to reply, so I'm going to suggest that you turn with me in the book of Ezekiel, that's in the Old Testament, chapter 1. We're going to read what we find here in order that we might get the setting of the entire picture. We read then from Ezekiel 1, verse 1. "Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Kibar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God." Now notice the statement. The heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. Whatever it was that Ezekiel saw immediately, we know from this verse of Scripture that it was related to the heavens. Remember that in Revelation 4, the heavens were opened, and John was caught up into the heavens, and immediately he saw something. That being what he immediately saw, surely there could be a similarity in what he saw and what John saw. What John saw, what Ezekiel saw, since they were both looking at the same theme. Now, verse 4. Ezekiel 1, verse 4. "I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof is the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. they had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, and every one had four wings. Now, when the heavens were opened, there came unto Ezekiel's vision these beings. He noticed that they had four faces, though they all had the appearance of a man. Now, John doesn't tell us that part, that they had the appearance of a man. Ezekiel noticed only that they had four wings, not that they had six, as John brings to our attention. In verse 7, their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. Here again, Ezekiel tells us something that John does not tell us. In verse 8, they had the hands of a man under their wings, on their four sides. They four had their faces and their wings. Here again, Ezekiel tells us some things that John does not tell us. Underneath their wings, they had the hands of a man. In verse 9, their wings were joined one to another, and they turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. Now notice verse 10. As for the likeness of their faces, they four, listen carefully, had the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle. This verse of Scripture indicates fully that we are talking about the same creatures. Ezekiel is talking about what John is talking about. John is talking about what Ezekiel was talking about, because even though Ezekiel brings to our attention some information that John does not bring, the creatures were identical in that they had the face of a man, the face of a lion, the face of an ox, and the face of an eagle. Now, I'm not prepared today to say why the details in the two stories are different. Perhaps Ezekiel did not call attention to certain things to which John called attention because of lessons which were different in application. Actually, I believe we're talking about the same creatures. Now, we are not any farther along in identifying them when we first began our discussion. But with what you have in mind from what we presented here in the book of Ezekiel, we would like for you to turn to Ezekiel chapter 10 and notice a vision which Ezekiel presents, a vision which he had. It's not the same vision, it's another vision. In verse 1 of Ezekiel 10, he identifies the creatures which he saw. Notice Ezekiel 10:1. Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubim, there appeared over them, as it were, a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. Now please keep in mind that when we were looking at Revelation chapter 4, we told you that these four living creatures were associated with the throne of God. In chapter 1, they are associated with the throne. In chapter 10 of Ezekiel, they are called cherubim and associated with the throne. In Ezekiel chapter 10:2, they are called cherubim. In verse 5 of Ezekiel 10, they are called cherubim. In verse 6 and in verse 7, they are called cherubim and cherub respectively. Now in verse 7 and in verse 8, again, the word cherubim is presented to us. You may say today, well, that's very interesting, but how do we know that we're talking about the same creatures we're talking about in Ezekiel 1 and again in Revelation chapter 4? Well, glance down at Ezekiel 10, verse 14, where we read, everyone had four faces. The first was the face of a cherub. The second was the face of a man. The third was the face of a lion. The fourth was the face of an eagle. Lest there should be any question in our minds as to whether we are talking about the same thing even yet, we read in verse 15 of Ezekiel 10, and the cherubim were lifted up. This is the living creature that I saw by the river Kebar. You will remember in chapter 1 of Ezekiel that on the river Kebar, when Ezekiel had his vision, he saw the four living creatures. Here he tells us that the creatures which he saw were cherubim, and the creatures which John saw in Revelation 4 were cherubim. So we're able to identify these living creatures in Revelation 4 as cherubim. I ask you today, is it of any value for us to know who they are and what they are? What's the purpose, anyway, of gaining this information? Well, I'm going to say to you that it is important for us to know that these creatures are cherubim because the Bible has something to say about cherubim. And basically, we're going to tell you that cherubim and the Word of God are always manifested in relation to the manifestation and the protection of the glory of God. We will examine, the next time we meet together, various places in the Word of God where cherubim, as such, make their appearance in protecting God's glory.